إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. My dear brothers and sisters, today I want to remind you and myself, and I think this is the final culminating piece of the Tazkiyah series, which is to live our life in a way where we do not displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any reason. And this relates with the tendency of people, of some of us, may Allah forgive us, of pleasing people even if it displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no obedience to the makhluk in the disobedience of the Khaliq. There is no obedience to the people in the disobedience of Allah. But we don't seem to understand this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al Imran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنما ذلكم الشيطان يخوف أولياءه فلا تخافوهم وخافوني إن كنتم مؤمنين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al Imran, where he reminded us, and he said that it is Shaitan who tries to instill in you a fear of his allies. But do not fear them, fear me, if you are truly believers. I remind myself and you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Khaliq and Malik and Hakim wa Raziq, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who we worship, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one whose help we seek. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Then what is the need to fear anybody else when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there with us? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased, then all of the makhluk will also be pleased with us. And it doesn't matter whether they are pleased or not, but I'm just saying that if Allah is pleased, they will be pleased with us. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not pleased, then they will not be pleased with us. As we know from the hadith, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves somebody, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us that if Allah loves somebody, he calls Jibreel alayhi salam and announces this and says by name, and he says, I love my slave so and so. And O Jibreel, you love him as well. And Jibreel alayhi salam loves that person and announces to the people of the heavens that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves so and so, and you also love him, and the angels, the malaika, love that person. And then this announcement is made in the dunya, and all the inhabitants of the world love that person and honor that person. And vice versa, if a person is among those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despises and dislikes, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the same announcement to Jibreel alayhi salam and to the malaika, and the same thing happens, which is Jibreel alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs Jibreel alayhi salam and says that I dislike and despise so and so, and you also despise him, and this announcement is made to the people of the heavens, and it is made to the people of the earth, and dishonor for that person is established in the hearts and minds of people. So what is the point of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when disobeying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not only earn us the disfavor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the most, the thing that we should fear the most, but also it will not even get us what we want and what we think we are getting by displeasing Allah, which is popularity of the world, which is izzat in the world. You cannot get that by displeasing Allah. You can only get that by pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I believe that this is something that we have to understand and tell ourselves. How many times is it that people, and may Allah forgive us, it is our own families and our own parents and our own close friends who are the biggest fitna in this matter. How many young men are not permitted to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ and keep a beard because their parents object? Those parents must have some sense. They are guiding their children towards the Jahannam instead of towards the Jannah. What are those parents going to say, and when they face Rasulullah ﷺ on the day of judgment? Or maybe those parents do not want to face Nabi ﷺ on the day of judgment. They do not want to see Nabi ﷺ on the day of judgment. They do not want to be honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. Allah knows best. The point is that it is very, very essential for us to stop doing this kind of thing and misguiding our children. How many young women, how many girls are prevented from wearing the hijab from following the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by their parents and their mothers. May Allah give them sense. They tell them that if you wear the hijab, if you wear the niqab, if you wear the burqa, then people, somebody will not marry you. Who will not marry you if you wear a burqa? One who is an enemy of Allah. The one who dislikes the orders of Allah. The one who dislikes the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He will not marry you. Why would you want to marry him anyway? Who will not marry a man? Which kind of woman will not marry a man with a beard? A woman who cannot differentiate between a man and somebody who is not a man. Because men have beards. And the key thing to understand this is that people, the Muslim who has a beard is following the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ. If a woman does not like that and does not want to marry that man for that reason, then that kind of woman you don't want to marry anyway. Because who wants to marry a woman who does not like the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ? My brothers and sisters, let us have some sense. Let us have some sense. Let us not try to please people whose pleasure and whose happiness means absolutely nothing. Popularity is total nonsense. Popularity is the sign that your ikhlas is in danger. The more popular you become, the more your ikhlas becomes in danger. And without ikhlas, all our amal take us into Jahannam instead of Jannah. So let us hate and run away from popularity. Despite all of that, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you popularity, inshallah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you from the harmfulness of that popularity. But popularity by itself is a source of harm. It's a shar. It's a fitna. It is nothing to be happy about, and it is absolutely nothing to seek. Those who run behind popularity, those who seek popularity are seriously misguided. They need to make tawbah for that. And they need to run away from this thing. And for that, you want to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alama ahadi laykum ya bani adama alla ta'budu shaytan, innahu lakum aduun mubeen, wa ani'buduni hadha siratu mustaqim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, did you not make a promise that you will obey me and that you will not follow and you will not worship the shaitan? The shaitan is your open enemy, so worship me, and that is the rightly guided path, the path of the rightly guided. Hada siratu mustaqim, that is the path of guidance, that is the path of steadfastness, that is the siratu mustaqim. What is it? Is to aniyabuduni, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worship is to obey. What else is worship? What else is worship? The sajda is the iconic symbol of the Muslim, of bowing his head and putting his head on the ground for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A symbol, an icon, an action of such submission that it is haram for anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is haram to make a sajda to anyone other than the one who created us. And this is the symbol of Islam. The symbol of Islam is the sujood, is the sajda. And that sajda is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are we saying when we do sajda in salah and then we stand up in disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in rebellion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May Allah forgive us and protect us from this. What do we say when we make the salam in salah and then we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We indulge in sin, we indulge in breaking the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We indulge in all kinds of haram activities. We indulge in all kinds of wrong things, knowing that they are wrong. My brothers and sisters, fear Allah, fear Allah, fear Allah. Ittaqullah, ittaqullah, ittaqullah. Haqqa tuqati. And let us fear the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is his right that he should be pleased. It is his right that fearing, that we should fear to disobey him. It is the haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we should fear to disobey him. On what basis do we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who has given us this courage? Who has given us this jur'at that we dare to disobey Allah jalla wa ala? May Allah forgive us and may Allah protect us from ourselves and from our own actions. What kind of misguidance is this? May Allah protect us. My brothers and sisters, To displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to seek popularity for the sake of our friends, in order to look good before people, in order to please the people, this is the ultimate of misguidance. This is the ultimate of misguidance. It is a sign of the weakness of iman to such an extent that Allah, may Allah protect us. If Allah does not protect us, then this iman will completely leave us altogether if we do this. It is kufr to directly disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to please the people. I'm not not making a fatwa on anybody. I'm not saying a person is a kafir. I'm saying that action to deliberately disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kufr, because you are going against the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remind myself and you, let us not fall into this trap. This is the last of the Tazkiyah series, and that's why I wanted to end with this, which is the culmination of everything to do with Tazkiyah wa Tarbiyah, which is to inculcate taqwa in our hearts. The bottom line is taqwa. And without taqwa, there is no hope for anyone if we do not have taqwa. So let us be very, very clear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is his right that we fear to displease him, and that nothing stands in the way of that. There is no obedience to the people in the disobedience of Allah Jalla wa Ala. And let us be very clear in our minds. And any time when you are faced with an order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if anyone else tells you not to do that, disobey that person, because that is the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read the ayat in Surah Isra or Surah Bani Israel, the other name for it. Read the ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically said this, that do not obey even your parents if they tell you to disobey Allah, if they tell you to commit shirk, if they tell you to go against the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is your duty to disobey your parents even. And what about other people? What about friends? What about our relatives? What about wives and husbands? None of them has the status of parents. But even the parents must be disobeyed if they are misguiding you, and you are not supposed to obey them unless they are guiding you. And seriously, let us understand this. And for those parents, what a shame on you if you are misguiding your children. Go and make tawbah and stop misguiding your children. Leave them alone. Let them follow the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have no courage to follow the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at least let your children do it. Maybe after you are dead, they will make dua for your forgiveness. And may Allah give you tawfiq, make tawbah, and come onto the correct path. Stop misguiding your children. Allah did not send you into this world to misguide children. Allah sent you to guide children. And then later on you complain that children do not respect you. How can children respect those who misguide them? Please have some sense and make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Behave like parents. Don't behave like people who do not have the right to be honored like parents. Very, very shameful, very shameful. And it's a terrible thing to see this again and again and again, country after country, where parents, instead of guiding children, are the source of misguidance of children. They prevent children from following the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with all of you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all that we do for his sake. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do that which is pleasing to him, and to help us to stay away from that which is not pleasing to him. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with his love and with his taqwa. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us on iman with istiqamat, and to take us in a state of iman with istiqamat, to take us in a state of sajda in salah insha'Allah, and to resurrect us among the companions of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to give us the shade of his arsh on the day on which there will be no shade except his shade, and to give us Jannatul Firdausul A'la bi ghayri hisab, and to enter us into the Jannah with his Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. This is the last of the Tazkiyah wa Tarbiyah series on Friday today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this from us and help us to practice whatever we have been saying and listening, and not just to leave it at the level of speaking. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased and to make it easy. Subhanahu rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.